Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know.
As Chicago brings us back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam with NorwoodAnalytics.com. And Sam's a great resource for us. We're talking about minimum wage. Sam, one of the things that I wanted to say, and then I'm going to let you comment on this. Forever, small businesses have been against minimum wage increases because it took money right out of our pocket. It created increased costs without adding one ounce, one molecule, one BTU of additional productivity. It was just a new expense that we had without getting anything for it. In fact, sometimes it created problems for us. But more recently, in the last few years, I've been polling small business owners about what they think about minimum wage. And increasingly, for small businesses, a minimum wage increase is less of a problem for them than it used to be. And I think it's because, for two reasons. Number one, small businesses pay their people more already. Mm-hmm. And number two, we now have innovations that we can buy that we can afford that allow us not to hire as many people. What do you think?
Well, that's the increase in productivity through software, robotics, and application of technology has had a positive impact on the ability of a small business to make a living. And of course, on the other side of that coin, folks might say, well, okay, you've had these wonderful productivity increases. How about sharing that some? But my point is that we do share it, and when we put in new equipment that makes our people more productive, well, it's our money that has gone to purchase the capital, but we end up having fewer people as part of that. That offsets rising wages, and we're always mm-hmm. doing that. Another thing that we can do, though, in small business, you know, here, small businesses largely are providing services locally. So they don't have the option of going offshore and putting factories in.
We're planted in the ground.
They're wedded right there in their location. So they can't shift around much. But they can have more. One of the things they need to explore is getting purchasing more of their materials that have already been processed elsewhere in a more productive kind of mm-hmm. way. In other words, subcontract for as much as possible, so that that's one of the things mm-hmm. you can do in addition to the productivity improvements we get from automation and robotics and software.
However, Sam, one of the reasons why small businesses are flourishing in the supply chain environment, serving bigger companies, is the special sauce, customized creativity, innovation that we deliver that they can't get anywhere else. And so we really have to balance, buying pre-made things somewhere else and passing it along with what our special sauce is.
Well, we don't want to give away our flexibility and adaptability to provide service to our customers. That's for sure. That's one of our great advantages in small businesses is our flexibility and capability to respond quickly in changing circumstances. But within that, there's still room to explore having someone else produce for you so that mm-hmm. you get something that's more that doesn't have to be fabricated right on your premises and can be done perhaps more economically on a larger scale and then bought by you. One of the things we learned especially in the 1980s and 90s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, is that we don't have to make it ourselves in order to in order to assure good quality.
Division of labor. No, absolutely. One of the things I want to point out, though, Sam, before we wrap up, mm-hmm. folks, when you hear a politician, any politician, beating somebody else up about minimum wage, meaning, you know, if you're against minimum wage, you're against the middle class, you're against working families, blah, blah, blah. All they're doing is making a political argument, and that's disingenuous, that's dishonest. Well, it's not accurate.
They're trying to take credit for as giving something. They're effectively trying to buy votes.
That's right.
But they're trying to give something in credit where natural processes of supply and demand would take care of it anyway. You always see increases in the minimum wage during times of low unemployment, and those are exactly the same times.
Or election years.
Whichever those are exactly the same times when when a rise in wages generally will be taking
place. I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon. Sam Norwood. Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.